Okay. Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shadabas Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabosai, thank you very much for coming. I thank Dr. Paul Lustiger, who is always invites me to share some Divrei Torah with you. And, you know, usually before Purim or Pesach, we get together and have some Divrei Torah, so it would have been chaval to miss this opportunity. So, Baruch Hashem, we are here together this evening in a different type of format than we usually are, but nonetheless, to share some Divrei Torah. The title, Halayla Hazeh Kulo Matzah. Do you have the packets in front of you?
No, I don't.
No?
Not all of us. Where can we access it from?
Let me, I would assume that he would have given it out, Paul.
Look in the shul link. Look in the shul link for this year. So it, there should be another link to the source sheets.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have that, the shul link? Yeah, are we here? Can you hear me clearly? And it says here, would someone please be able to post the link to the chat?
It's in the email from the show. It's not. It wasn't on the WhatsApp. It was in the email.
It was in the email of the show. You got it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, are we ready to start? Okay, yeah, people have it? The packets? Okay. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Barba Prokim Ha'olam Nidon, that the four times of the year that we have that are Yimei HaDin. As we always think of Rosh Hashanah as the Yom Din. But really, the Regalim are also Yimei HaDin. And Barba Prakim, there are four times in the year that the world is judged. B'Pesach Al HaTvua, Pesach, we're judged for the produce. Batzeres, the produce of grain. Batzeres and Shavuos al Peiros Ha'ilon, on the produce of the fruit. Rosh Hashanah kol bay olam ovrim lefon of kivnei moru. And on Rosh Hashanah, the whole world is passing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see their fate. And then uvechag nidonim al amayim. And on Sukkot, we're judged on the water. So it comes out that the Yomim Tovim, even though on one hand they're Yimei Simcha, right? But on the other hand, they're Yimei Hadin. It's interesting that we know on page 2 that there's a halacha of smichas gula l'tfila. Page 2 in the packet.
Let me start again.
Yeah? Good? Page 2? If you have the packet, is this page 1? Now we go to page 2. Right? We know every day... Yeah, page 2. Right. We daven... We say, Gal Yisrael. And then... And then we get to Shmon Esrei. Someone said the sound quality is very poor. Could you hear me? Not so well. Do we know what the issue is?
You need to mute everybody but yourself.
Oh, okay. Hold one second. Melanie? Yehuda? Can you mute everyone but myself? Can you mute everyone except myself? That's what they say I need to do.
Yeah, but we're not the host. We can't mute anyone.
Oh. They said, right.
The host.
The host has to mute, my son says. Okay? Okay. So there is a din of smichas gula latfila, right? We know we do this every day. And we say Gal Yisrael, and then immediately we start Shmon Esrei. Okay. And then immediately we start Shmon Esrei. And you're not supposed to be mafsik between Gula and Tefila. That's not only in the morning. We have that in the evening also. We have Gal Yisrael. Then we say Hashkiveinu, which is Gula Richta, but it's also a similar idea of Smichas Gula Latfila. And what's the reason of Gula Smichas Gula Tfila? So Rashi in Masech de Brachos gives two explanations. One explanation is it's like a person is going to the king's door and he's knocking on the door. That's what he's saying, Gal Yisrael. He's saying to the king, You redeemed us in the past, so hopefully you'll redeem us now. And then you have to ask your bakashos. But if you're going to knock on his door and then go away, and then the time he opens the door, you're gone, so there's no point. So that's why, right after Gal Yisrael, then you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your needs. You have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your needs. So that is Smichas Gula Tefila. The other reason that's given is the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, and right after that is Yadcha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. So those are right next to each other. Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, that's Gal Yisrael, and then Yadcha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch here on page 2, he says like this, Tzarech lismoch gula l'tfila. He's supposed to be somech gula l'tfila. V'lo yafsik b'neim. And you shouldn't pause in between. Hafil ba'omein achar gal Yisrael. Right? We try not even answer omein. That's a question. So says in the second line of the Ramah, in the Haggah, he says, "V'yesh omrim had tzarich lismo gula tefila haynu davke b'chol or b'yontif, aval v'shabbos einu tzarich." There's an opinion that says that on Shabbos you don't have to have smichas gula tefila. Why is that? So says the Ramah Perish, "The time of the beina lismo gula tefila mishum dechsiv yantcha Hashem b'yom tzara v'somech lei yulurotzon imrefi." The Shabbos lav is man tzara. He says, Yad Hashem tzuri v'golim, Yad Hashem b'yom tzara. So, but Shabbos is not a yom tzara. So, b'meila, this opinion says there's no smichas gula tefila. Even though l'chatchila we do the same thing, we say Gal Yisrael Shmon Esrei, but the idea of smichas gula tefila on Shabbos is not as important. Because the whole idea is Hashem Tzuri V'Goli, and then Chayadcha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. But this is not a Yom Tzara. But says the Ramah, very interestingly, V'lani Daiti Nira The Masha Ein Kain Beyontif. Who? Bishum Shehem Yimei Hadin. But Yontif is considered Yom Tzara. Even though we hope to have a happy Yontif, but it's a Yom Tzara in the sense that the Yomim Tovim are Yimei Hadin. Not only Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Din, but all we said, we started off with on the first page by saying Ba'arba Prokim Ha'olam Nidon, that the world is judged four times a year. Pesach Ala Tvua, Pesach would be judged how much produce, how much grain there's going to be, and on Shavuos how much Peros Ha'ilon, and on Rosh Hashanah our lives, and on Sukkot on how much water, on the rain, on Alamayim. But it's a Yom Tzara, meaning not in a bad way, but it's a time of, it's a happy occasion, but it's still, we're being judged. So therefore, even if you want to say there's no smichas gula l'tfila technically during the week, I mean, on Shabbos rather, because it's not, during the week there is, but on Shabbos not, because it's not a Yom Tzara. But Yontif is considered Yom Tzara. Now, we know the halacha is that if somebody comes to shul late, say Shabbos morning, and come to shul late, and they're about to start Shmon Esrei. So you have two possibilities. One possibility is just jump in with everyone else and start Shmon Esrei with everyone else, and you'll make up everything else later. That's one possibility. The other possibility is no, start from the beginning, even though you're going to miss out on Tefillah B'Tzibur because you're not going to be saying the Shmon Esrei with everyone else. But nonetheless, you'll have Smichas Gula Tefillah. So which is more important? To daven Shmon Esrei with everyone else and have Tefillah B'Tzibur? Or is Smichas Gula Tefillah more important? So there's a famous Tshuvas HaRashba where the Rashba says that in the daytime at Shachris, if you come late, then you should what? You can't just jump in with everyone else. You have to go from the beginning because Smichas Gula Tefillah in the morning is more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur. Because that was when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. So the Geula in the daytime is more important. But by Maariv, say you came Maariv late and they're about to start Shmon Esrei. So then the halacha is, you should what? You should go ahead and start Shmon Esrei together with everyone else, and then you'll make up everything afterwards. Because Smichas Gula Tefillah at night is not as important as Tefillah B'Tzibur. But in the daytime, Smichas Gula Tefillah is more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur, so therefore you start from the beginning, even at the expense of not davening Shmon Esrei with the Tzibur. So the question is, so Rabbi Kiva Eger here on the side says, so what about Shabbos morning? If you came to shul late on Shabbos morning, should you just jump in with everyone else, Shmon Esrei? So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Manias did the Mishabes Kagam Nispalal Imatzibur. Came in the Shabbos, next page. Ein chiv klal lismach gula l'tfila. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, based on what we said before, that maybe Shabbos is not Yom Tzora, so, and it's not a Yom Hadin, so b'meila, the smichas gula l'tfila on Shabbos is not as important, so therefore on Shabbos, tfila b'tzibur is more important. So if you come late, you daven with the tzibur right away. Ah, you're going to miss out Smichas Gula Tefillah, but on Shabbos, who says there's a chiv of Smichas Gula Tefillah? But if the same thing would happen on Yontif, you would come to shul late, then you would go ahead and you'd have to start from the beginning. Because Yontif, there is Smichas Gula Tefillah. So Yontif, Rabosai, is a time for... It's a time of judgment. Every Yontif we judge for something else. Al Pesach Nidon Al Tvua. So we're judged for the Tvua. And therefore, it's considered Yom Tzara. And therefore, the Smichas Gula L'Tfila. And there's another interesting point. We know in Chutz La'aretz, if you look on page 4, that we don't duchen every day, unfortunately. We duchen on the Yomim Tovim. Why is that? So everyone is familiar with the Ramah here on page 4. Nogu b'chol medinos elu she'ein nosim kapayim ela b'yontif b'shim sh'as shruyim b'simchas yontif v'tov lev hu yivarech. That on yontif is a is when you make when you duchen, it should be done with a tov lev, with a happy heart. And in yontif is the time where people are most have that simcha. So memela, even though in Eretz Yisrael they duchen every day, and yontif we duchen only when we're shruyim b'simcha on the yomim tovim. That's Ramah. However, if you look here in the Yerushalmi on page 5, Yerushalmi says a fascinating thing. Says the Yerushalmi, "Ksiv v'kel zoim b'chol yom," page 5, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, has a time every day of anger.
Okay, sorry, Rabosei.
So we said that the Yerushalmi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has anger every day. But how do you mevatel that? Mi mevatel, Rav Avin b'shem Rav Acha, Birkas Kohanim mevatelis. That Birkas Kohanim is mevatel the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Sefer Reishis Bikurim, that's Rav Bitzal HaKoyin of Vilna, he quotes from his brother Rav Shlomo HaKoyin in the bottom here of page 7. On the second arrow, on the bottom of page 7, it says on the second arrow, on the bottom of the left bottom, the Ochi, the Moragola Rav Shlomo HaKoyin. He quotes the Yerushalmi, Kel Zoem, Mi Mevatel, Birkas Kohanim, Vimkein Yeshlom, and the Haitam in his Harem HaKoponim, in his Sias Kaim, Bechol Abba Parokim Shal Olam. He says the reason why we duchen on Yontif, besides the reason given in the Yerushalmi, besides the reason given in the Ramah, rather, that it's Zman Simcha, he says another idea. That since it's a Zman Din, Yom Tovim was Zman Din, and therefore we want to what? Mevatel, any bad chaos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have against us, so therefore, Dafka during the Zman Din, that's when we need Birkas Kohanim to Mevatel the Din. And therefore the Yom Tovim are times of Din, and therefore the Yom Tovim are times that we need Birkas Kohanim to Mevatel the Din. Now, we mentioned specifically about Pesach. This Yom Tov that we're Haba Aleinu Latova is the Yom Tov of Pesach is that we need Nidonim Al HaTvua. So why so? So there's a Sefer Imre Pinchas, Rav Pinchas of Koritz, and he says a fascinating idea on page 9. He says, "The Pesach nidonim al atvua, ki kol harodif achar hakavod, hakavod boreach mimenu." That somebody who's running after kavod, the kavod runs away from him. Uksha'adim rotze lechol harbe, az ein lo lechol. Meaning, on Pesach, we're mistapik b'muat. We don't... That's what really Pesach was. You know, the modern industry made sure that we don't, we're not missing anything. You know? But that's not really what Pesach is all about. Pesach was a time that we eat more simply. Ochlim matzah. She'ain botam. It doesn't have the same. I happen to like matzah, but you know, it's not the same as a piece of challah. So therefore, we're running away from the covet, so to speak. We're running away from the pursuit of gashmius. If we're running away, that's dafka when HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us. But if we're trying to run after it, then not. So since bePesach nidonim ala tfuah, we dafka minimize our gashmius on Pesach. V'zeu bePesach nidonim ala tfuah. Because if we're maximizing it, it's ki'ilu we're running after it. And the Chazal say, if you run after something, then a dafka runs away from you. This, Rav Pichas of Koritz is quoted in the Bnei Yisoskar here, on page 10 and then page 11. And if you look here on page 12 in the Bnei Yisoskar, after he quotes this vort from Rav Pichas of Koritz, on the third line, of Hepech, Sha'ochel Macholim, on page 12, Sha'ochel Macholim Bilti Mut'omim, Bichtei She'yaspik Lo Ma'at Min Amazon, Ein Amazon Rodef Acharav. Hinei Machol HaMatzah Ein Botam, As Donim Al Tvua. Because we want, Be'ez Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us what we need. But if we show that we're not running after it, we're dealing with it in a way of simplicity, of what we need, not overindulging, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us what we need, and maybe even more. And then he says, V'nirmaz, the second arrow on the right side, L'dayti hadover b'dvar nevua, Zacharti lach chesed nurayach, lech tech acharai b'midbar. He says, what do? Klal Yisrael followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the midbar. Lech tech acharai b'midbar. Right? In the Midbar, they went, there's no planting there, there's no gashmius there, and what says right afterwards? Maksiv Basrei, look on the left side, after Lech Tech Acharei B'Midbar, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tevu Oso. Alkein Zeh Hayom Reishis Tevu Oso. Pesach is the Reishis Tevu Oso. Ligzor al tvula tovel Yisrael. So if Zachati lachesed nuraich lechtech acharab b'midbar means if our attitude is that we're not looking for gashmius, we're bereich min hakovet, then the kovet is rodev acharav. Then comes Pesach, it's reishis tvuaso. It's the beginning of the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us, Be'ez Hashem, the tvua that we need for the coming year. And he says, O Omar, furthermore, he says, "Ikir bir chometz, he bir avodah zara." He says that there's a parallel between getting rid of chometz and getting rid of avodah zara. It says, "Chaka matzah tishmor." Then it says, "Okay, masecha lo sasalach." And he says. And he says on page 13, on the left side, on the second in the line, Hinei avodah zarah hu gam kein bichlal mi she'eino miyached avodoso b'torah v'mitzvos l'shmo yizbarach milvad. In other words, avodah zarah is not only idol worship, but any time that a person is service Hashem, but not for the sake of Hashem. He's doing it because he wants to impress somebody, etc. So that means that the person he cares about is not only HaKadosh Baruch, the thing that he cares about is not only the Ribbono Shel Olam, but he has other things that he wants to impress. So that's a shtickel of Avodah Zarah, because he's not worshipping Hashem alone, but rather other things as well. But that's the vort of Rav Pinchas Koritzer. We said, all the Yomim Tovim are Yimei Din. Pesach is the Yimei Din for Tvua. Why? Because Davka Pesach, when we're mimait, we don't have the same gashmius that we have during the year. We're limited. And this door, you know, people try to not to be limited. And that's why some rabbanim have said that maybe things that, you know, current events that have been happening is to show us you know, not to, as Rabbi Fry Waxman I heard said, not to overindulge, and not to over, you know, all of a sudden people are getting married with a simple minyan. And, you know, things that are much more simplistic. I was Masada Kedushin this past Sunday. You know, a simple thing. Very beautiful. Simple, but beautiful. And as Waxman was saying, that maybe that's part of the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach is supposed to be Boreach min HaGashmius. Somehow we maneuvered it in a whole different venue. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rabbi Waxman is saying, is not so pleased with this. I'm not saying that people can't go away, and people, and I, Chas V'Sholom, I feel for everyone, especially the people who are running programs and things like that, who have tremendous losses here, and it's also, you know, but it's a time, I believe, I didn't hear Rabbi Waxman directly, but it's a time to rethink our whole mahalach in Avodas Hashem, and how we conduct ourselves, the pressures that we put on people, because once it becomes a social norm that you have to make a certain type of chasana and a certain type of thing, and he was, I believe, Rabbi Wax was talking about the vorts and lachayims that are, you know, over the top, then that becomes a social pressure. But Pesach is nidonim latvur. Rav Pinchas Koritz says, because Pesach we're boreach min hagashmius. We suffice with the matzah alone. It's interesting in Parshat Tzav, which is Bezer Hashem the Shabbos Hagadol, page 15, it says Zos Toras Hamincha. Right, and Mincha is soulless. It could be matzah. And it says Hanaseres, page 17. Hanaseres mimena yochlu Aaron ovanov, matzos teochel b'bokom kodosh, b'katzar ol moed yochluha. That the matzos of the korban mincha, you could eat in the ol moed. So it's interesting. The Gemara says, in Temura, on here on page 18, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Tanya yochlu matol malom lamed shim haisa achila muetas ochli milachula mutruma kedei shetei dachelas ala sova. So if a person has the korban mincha, he has the matzah, and he doesn't have so many people around, so therefore, you should eat other things beforehand so you can fill yourself up. Because when you eat the matzah of the korbanos, you should eat other things before. Why? Because eating the matzah of the korbanos, it should be nechal ala sova. Nechal ala sova. It's a chashivas. To eat it, that's the thing that filled you up. The matzah, the korbanos. So the Chasam Sofer, on page 23, has a fascinating pshat in the drasha. Take a look. He discusses the four kashas, the manishtana. And on page 24, he says like this. What's pshat in the manishtana? Page 24. Shebechol halaylos anu ochlin chometzu matzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. So what does that mean? Kavanas hasheila. So he explains on page 24, what is the question of chol halaylos anu ochlin chometzu matzah, halayla hazeh kulo matzah. So he says like this, Shebechol achila kachim. Normally when we eat karbanos, u'menachos, and we eat menachos, mean the matzah of menachos, which is matzah. Mitzvah ikal lemalos kreso mechametz v'lechol matzah shel mincha b'achrona. First you eat chametz, you get yourself full, not totally full, and then the matzah is the gemar. Now You ate it ala sova. So shebechol alelos means the whole year when we're eating matzah because we're eating korbanos of matzah, the korban mincha. So what do we eat? Chametzu matzah. We start with chametz to fill ourselves up a little bit, and then the matzah will be the gemar. But halayla hazeh, this night, and then he says v'chein bePesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni also we have matzah, but we could start off with chametz to fill ourselves up, and then we continue with matzah. So shebechol halaylos, all the other nights where we're eating matzah, whether it's the menachos, whether it's the matzah of Pesach Sheni, we start off with chametz, and then the matzah is the gemar. Halayla hazeh, and the night of Pesach, kulo matzah, only matzah. We don't have anything else, just matzah. We don't start with chametz, we don't start with other things. So why is that? So he explains, Hatshuva al zeh, says the Chasam Sofer. Bevor di Yisrael hayu mushukoyim bememtes shari tumah. That Klal Yisrael was on the lowest level. They were in the 49th rung of tumah, and you couldn't take them out. Step by step. It was an emergency. They had to leave. Or else they would be on the 50th rung of Tumah, and then they wouldn't be able to come out anymore. They would be far gone. And then they came out. So what's the idea? That normally, when you're servicing Hashem, it's good to go step by step. Good to go step by step. But on Pesach night, it couldn't work step by step. It had to go what? To the top right away. Now, what's the top? He says the top is the midah of anova. And that's what matzah represents. He says, that perish apostle, vayirbu vayatzmu b'mod ma'od. What does ma'od ma'od mean? Anova. The Mishnah says, ma'od ma'od havishval ruach. Matzah is the midas anova. Hipuch mechometzu midas gasos ruach. He says, normally, and matzah is anova, is the gematria of kohol. It's 135 matzah. Because when a person has anova, then the whole kohol could be a cohesive unit. So he says like this on page 25. The Shar HaLeilos Ochlim Chometzu Matzah. Why do we have Chometzu Matzah on the other nights when we have the Menachos or Pesach Sheni? Because of the other nights we're going step by step. We start with the lower Madrega of Chometz, which has that element of Gaiva, and then ultimately we build up to the Matzah. Yeah. But HaLeila HaZeh Kulo Matzah. This night of Pesach is Kulo Matzah. We don't go step by step. We have to go to the top right away because there's no time. There's no time. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah, and the Chasam Sofer here on page 26 compares it to the Gemara in Soto on page 26 on the left side. That there's an opinion, two opinions of the Gemara. One opinion says you can have a little bit of gaiva, shmini shemishminis. And one opinion says, Rav Nachman says, lo mina v'lo miktsasa. Nothing. Nothing. You shouldn't have any gaiva. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. That it's only anivus. Only anivus. The rest, the other nights of the year, when we eat matzah for korban mincha, we start off having chametz first. And then the matzah is the end, is the dessert. And then we become full. Because the other times of the year, we go step by step. We start with the lower madrega. The lower madrega is chametz, which represents gaiva. And then we build up to that midah of matzah. Halayla hazeh, we only focus on that top madrega because we had to go out quickly. So it's only halayla hazeh, kulo matzah. Only matzah. We don't start with chametz. Other nights that we eat the rest of the year, we eat the korban mincha, we have the Pesach Sheni, we start off with chametz, and then the matzah is the dessert. But this night, it's only matzah. It's pure anava, because that's the highest madrega. And that's what Rav Pinchas Koritzer says, that the reason why we're judged Pesach night, we're judged on the Tvua, is because Pesach is the time where we're limited. We're limited in our Gashmias. We want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not Rodev Achar HaKavod. We're not Rodev Achar HaGashmias. And then we'll get the Gashmias. But if we're Rodev after it, not. And that's the message of the Lel Seder. Is Alayla Hazeh Kulo Matzah. There's no room for heirs. There's no room for Gaiva on Pesach. It's that Madrega. We're on. That's the highest Madrega. Is Matzah. No Chametz. Kulo Matzah. And then when Hashem says that you're not interested in Gashmius, you're not interested in Kovod, you borech min HaKovod, that HaKovod Rodef Acharov. But if you're trying to fill yourselves with gaiva and covet and things like that, then you lose it all. Then haborech, harodif achar kovet, harkovet, rodif acharav. And that's the pasuk says, matzos teyachol b'mokum kodesh. The chatzar ol moed yachlua. Chatzar ol moed means, the chatzar of the ol moed also means this olam hazeh. Because the olam hazeh is the pros there, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. And normally we don't get schar for mitzvahs in this world. But for anava, we get even in this world. Because this world is called the chatzar ol moed. So the chatzar ol moed, if you have matzos, the mokum kodem chatzar ol moed, you're going to get repaid. So as we started off the shir, Rabosai, Pesach is a zman of a din. Like all the other yovim tovim. That's why the Ramah says, there's definitely a chiyuv of mismach lulu l'tfila. Because mismach lulu via yantcha Hashem b'yom Hashem tzuriv goli, yantcha Hashem b'yom tzora. It's a yom tzora. Because it's what? It's the zman of din. Shabbos, the Ramah paskens, that there's not a real chiyuv of smichas gulu l'tfila. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger said, if you come late Shabbos morning, you come late, you can, and they're holding by Shmon Esrei, you can daven right away with them. Even though you're not going to have smichas gula tefillah, you make it up later. Because Shabbos is not Yom Tzora. Because it's a zman of Onik, it's not Yom Tzora. But Yontif is Yom Tzora, not Chas V'Sholom to take away from the Simcha, but it's because it's a Yom Hadin. And that's why we saw Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna says that what? That we have Birkas Kohanim and Yontif, why is that? So the Ramah says we have it because why? Because we're Shruim B'Simcha. But the Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna says, no, because we're judged on Yontif. There's a Zman HaDin. And to make sure the Din is taken care of, that Hashem, the anger of Hashem is appeased, that's why we have Birkas Kohanim. When there's a Zman Din, so even though we're not like in Eretz Yisrael where they have Birkas Kohanim every day, but at least we have the Birkas Kohanim on the Yemei Hadin. And that's the Midah Vanava. And, you know, this year, as we all know, if anyone would have, with his wildest dreams, I don't think anyone would have imagined the scenario that everyone is celebrating Pesach and we're not going to shul and we're not interacting. It's something we could have never imagined in our wildest dreams. But as Rabbi Reichman said, Rav Gutman said, others have pointed out that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to show who's the Baal Habira. You know, people, especially in our Golos, we feel very independent. We feel we're very much in control. And as these Rabbanim have pointed out, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes, and that causes a tremendous gaiva. And Pesach is about halayla hazeh kulo matzah. There's no chametz on Pesach. There's no gaiva. It's only anivus. And anivus means we have to realize our limitations. As intelligent as we are, as talented as we are, as financially stable as we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but sometimes you think that, you know, that you're running the world, like Rabbi Reichman said. Some people think, Kochev Otsiyadi, Asoli is a Chayil Hazeh. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and perhaps has the wake-up call that we have to keep in mind that anything you have is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you this matana of intellect, of wealth, of whatever it is. It's not because you created it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His graciousness, gave it to you. And people feel a certain independence and a certain gaiva. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. The Chasam Sofer says, no chametz. The other leilos shabchol haleilos anu ochlim chametz u'matzah, says the Chasam Sofer. All the other times of the year that we have matzah for the Korban Mincha and for Pesach Sheni, we start off having chametz and the matzah is the dessert, because we want to show that we're going from one rung to the other. We're going from the mid of gaiva to the mid of anava. The chametz is the lower madrega. But Pesach night, it's only about anava. And that's something that we have to keep in mind. And even if, unfortunately, we won't maybe even have the opportunity to have Birkas Kohanim, which is the thing that stops the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many people have been quoting the pasuk of in the Yeshaya, to come into Baba Chadarecha, Chayavor Hazam, Kel Zoim B'chol Yom, and the Yerushalmi says in Sota, as we saw, Birkas Kohanim is Mevatalit. And we're not even sure.
Or the Smog had a dream.
That we're going to have. After he completed the 613 mitzvahs, he had a dream. And the dream was that he left out the most important mitzvah. What was that? In Veschanan, you have the pasuk, Hishomer lecha pentishkach es Hashem elokecha, v'ram levavecha, v'shachachta es Hashem elokecha. He says that's the most important mitzvah, that a person has to have the midah of another, of humility. Hishomer lecha pentishkach es Hashem elokecha, v'ram levavecha. And therefore he woke up, and he put it in. I don't know which mitzvah, therefore, he took out, or he corroborated some mitzvahs. But this is the famous smag. So it's a time now. It's not our usual observance. And it's a time that we can reflect on halayla hazeh kulo matzah. That we're limited now. We can't just go freely and intermingle and go and things, which is the norm of life that we've grown up with, that we've lived. And now we're limited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, you're not even going to shul. And you're going to focus on matzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. We're going to focus on the beauty of the simplicity. The beauty of being the simplicity of the matzah, the simplicity of Avodas Hashem. As I told you, you see how many weddings there were of wedding with 10 people, 12 people, 15 people. Beautiful. Who would have ever thought, you know, a wedding could be so beautiful with 15, 20 people? I'm not saying what the future will bring, but the community, you know, the social pressure of the community, of a certain standard, a certain lifestyle, and we're not hurting anybody. we're not, but maybe sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that maybe that's not necessary. You know, the Yismach Moshe says a beautiful idea. He says, why is it Ein Maftir in Achar Pesach Afikomen? That after the Afikomen you shouldn't eat anymore. Why is that? So the Yismach Moshe says, you know why? Because Afikomen is the dessert. That's, now you're full. You can eat afterwards. That's what the Mefarshim and the Balei Musar call Mosros. Meaning things that are indulgence in things that we really don't need. And we indulge, and we don't really need them. So if you're eating Achar Pesach Afikomen, then you're involved in the Mosros of the world. Do you really need this extra luxury? Do we really need it? Is that, how many people, you know, I'm very involved in collecting Moschitim, you know, over the years. And I deal with people who, you know, it's a chiddush for them to just to have the basic necessities for Shabbos, for Yontif. And on the other hand, Baruch Hashem, some people, and Chas V'Sholom, beautiful people, who are blessed with tremendous gashmius, which is fine. But we have to understand how to use it, how that shouldn't affect us, how we should not neglect the mitzvah of the smag. And you should look it up if you want to see it in the smag. Most of you probably don't own a smag. You know, Rabbi Yosef Winevsky used to tell me that in Radin, on Simchas Torah, if they didn't have enough Sifrei Torah to dance, they would give out the smag. Because the smag has all the Tayag mitzvahs, so somehow they gave out the smag and they would dance with the smag. But think about the smag, and if you want to look it up, one of the Mefarshim in the back of the Sota Daf Hei, I can show you the one of the Mefarshim quotes this idea, but it's in the smag, the whole story of the dream and things like that, that he finished the 613 mitzvahs and he had a dream that you missed the Iker. You missed the Iker mitzvah. His V'ram L'Vavecha, Hishomer L'cha. Hishomer L'cha is a lav. Hishomer Pen Va'al. Whenever it says Hishomer, that's a lav. And that's, and Bezer Hashem, this year, we're Nidon Alatvua, and perhaps more than ever, we can fulfill the words of Rav Pinchas Koritzer, that the reason why the din is on Yontif of Pesach is Alatvua, is because that's the Yontif where we have the least gashmius. So we're boreach min hakoved, be boreach min hagashmius, then the covet is rodef acharef. So Dafka Hakadosh Baruch Hu always wants to judge us when it's the most favorable time. That's why the Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah that he judges the Klal Yisrael in the daytime when we're doing mitzvahs, and he judges the Umos HaOlam in the nighttime when they're not doing Averus. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to judge us in the time when we can do the most favorable. And therefore, Pesach is the time where we have the least gashmius. So therefore, that's when Hashem is going to decide what our gashmius is going to be. Because He sees if we're rodif away from it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives what we need. If we're rodif towards it, then it runs away. So even though this year we might not have Birkas Kohanim to mevatel any possible Gzeira Ra, but the Midah of Avonava is in this world. B'chatzar ol moed yochlua. Matzos tayachel. B'mokam kodesh, says the Chasam Sofer. What's the chatzar ol moed? Is the olam hazeh? The mitzvah of matzah has the tremendous koyach of the Midah of Avonava. The Zohar calls it michlad the asya. Michlad demnusa. It's the lechem, as my friend Rav Yossi Jacobs always tells me from Rav Moshe Wolfson. It's the machal of Amuna from the Zohar. It's the machal of Refuah. And it's the idea. And the Maral says a beautiful idea. Because the more, sometimes the more gashmias a person has, the more he becomes meshubet to the gashmias. He becomes addicted to the gashmias. Then he's not really a free person. The ultimate cheirus is matzah. Because you have what you need, and you're not meshubet to anything else. And that's cheirus. So Rabosai, as we all, you know, it's such a unique thing, because normally, you know, something happens, it happens to one family, it happens to one community, it happens to one country. This is a global issue, and we should use the vehicle, Halayla Hazeh Kulo Matzah. And that should be our focus. And Be'ez Hashem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that's the focus he wants from us, and that's what we're going to, Be'ez Hashem, deal with. Midas Hanova, Malayla Zakulo Matzah, Midas Hanova, Kitris Mipnei HaMagefa. And hopefully that the mitzvah of Matzah should take away the Magefa that exists in the world. And Be'ez Hashem, it should ultimately, Matzah is the Gematria, says the Chasam Sofer, of what? Of 135, the Gematria of Kohol. And even though maybe today we're sort of a separated Kohol, we're not together, but that ultimately will bring us back. And Be'ez Hashem will be stronger and better after this. But now is the time that we could reflect on the Ratzon Hashem of having the matzah, and Be'ez Hashem, hopefully sooner than later, will be able to open up our shuls again and gather together. But till that time comes, Halayla Hazeh Kulo Matzah, and Be'ez Hashem, that should bring us Yeshuos, and that should bring us Refuos. And again, I thank you all for coming tonight. I thank Paul for always hosting and involved in the shir. And Baruch Hashem, it became our chazaka before the Yomim Tovim, different Yom Tovim we get together, and Baruch Hashem, we didn't forego that as well. So I thank everyone for coming, and you should all have a chag kosher v'sameach, and we should only share besoros tovos, and everyone who needs refuah, you know, Pesach is a zman of refuah. Ear, then, is the zman of refuah. Ear stands, the Bnei Sosko says, Ani Hashem Rofecha, and Be'ez Hashem, all those that need a refuah should have the refuah bekarov. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all be well, and we should all share in the beautiful Yontif of Pesach, despite the limitations, but Halayla Hazeh Kulo Matzah. No chametz with matzah, Halayla Hazeh Kulo Matzah, and that Be'ez Hashem should bring our refuah and Yeshua Bekarov Mamish, and we should be zocha to Adir Hu Yivne Beso Bekarov, that we should be zocha to the Geula Shleima B'mheirav Yameinu. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, shkoyach to all. Thank you all for coming. And
thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.